You're listening to the Karibo Shoe Podcast, Episode 20, our top 10 favorite Nintendo games continued. Welcome back to another episode of the Karibo Shoe Podcast. I'm your host, Brandon. I'm joined by my co-host, the Bowser Jr. to my Bowser, Chad.
Welcome back.
So, I'm actually on vacation the week this is being released, so we're going to go ahead and finish out our top 10 favorite Nintendo games. Last week, we did numbers 10 through 6, and this week, we're going to do 5 through 1. We'll have a new episode out for you next week, and we'll try to get everyone all caught up on all the news that may have happened. So, a quick recap. We did numbers 10 through 6 last week. I'll go through mine, and then, Chad, you can go through yours. So my number 10 was Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, The Manhattan Project on the NES. Legend of Zelda, Link's Awakening on the Game Boy Color was my number 9. Number 8 was Splatoon 2 on the Switch. Number 7, Super Mario Bros. 3 on the NES. Number 6, Super Mario 64 on the Nintendo 64. That was my number 6. So what were your 10 through 6, Chad?
My number 10 was Luigi's Mansion Dark Moon on the 3DS. TMNT, Turtles in Time on the Super Nintendo. Number 8, Star Fox 64 on the Nintendo 64. Number 7, Super Smash Bros. On the Wii U. And number 6, Pikmin 3, also on the Wii U.
Okay, very good. So that's a quick recap of ours, and we're going to go ahead and get started with our number 5s. Chad, what is your number 5 top favorite Nintendo game?
All right, we made it to our top 5 here. My number 5 is Super Mario Sunshine on the GameCube.
Very nice.
This came at a perfect time in my life. It was a little after Mario 64 and everything. The GameCube was my console. It was the only one I could afford, and I was at the perfect age where I couldn't afford another. So no job. I believe this was the second 3D platformer for a core Mario game.
It sure was. Yeah, it was a long time between this and Mario 64, and it was our first sequel, basically.
And like I said, this came at a perfect time in my life. I absolutely enjoyed my entire time with it. It was a little difficult, but I had nothing but time at that point in my life. It introduces Flood, which is an invention by Professor Egad, and that was on my number 10 choice, Luigi's Mansion Dark Moon.
Yes. And Professor Egad is so incredible.
He's one of the best. I thought that was really cool that they name dropped him there, even though he didn't actually make an appearance in the game.
Right.
His creations did.
Yes.
And the story of the game is just absolutely fantastic. If you haven't played this game, give it a try. A lot of people don't have good things to say about it, but I honestly don't have much bad to say about it, except it looks a little dated now.
Yeah, I loved the story. I loved all the crazy voice acting in this game, which was kind of first for the series.
You're right.
A lot of people hate on this game. I don't know why. I mean, it is a little rough around the edges. I think it had a very short development cycle, but this game is a ton of fun. And I thought it was a worthy sequel to Mario 64 myself.
Right, and it actually introduced Shadow Mario or Bowser Jr., Bowser's son.
Right.
So I thought that was a neat addition. I don't know how popular he was at the time, but I've always kind of had a love for Bowser Jr. I think he's a really cool character.
I do too, yeah.
So what is your number 5?
My number 5 is, it's also a Mario game, but it's a little bit older game. It's a 2D platformer, and it's what I think is the best 2D platformer, in my opinion, and that's Super Mario World on the Super Nintendo.
Oh, wow. This is actually my number 4.
Oh, really? Interesting. I was not expecting this to be on your list, but that's great. I'm very happy to know that.
Right. Like we said in the previous episode, me and Brandon don't know what's on each other's list, and this is the first time that we've had the same one on each other's list here, so this is crazy.
Yeah, so Super Mario, where we both have it. So I'll just say a few things real quick, and then you can. So this game introduced Yoshi to us for the first time. And, you know, he's a pretty major character these days, has his own series of games. And this was his first appearance. This game, it reminds me of Mario Odyssey in that just going through the levels needed to complete the game is relatively easy and short. You can do it in, 5 to 10 hours if you're fairly good at these kind of games. But there was so many hidden levels and hidden exits to levels and switch palaces to find. And I think there's 96 total stages in all, and some of them are extremely hard to find. And there's all these keys hidden in levels, and then you got to find the keyhole to unlock the level. I just loved how they did this. You actually had to carry the key from where you find it to the keyhole, and it's just, I don't know, this game is just awesome. It to me, it just holds up so well. It still looks good. It still plays good. It has great music. I just absolutely love this game.
I'm in the same boat with you. I've actually was able to 100% this game. I found all the keys, the hidden levels and everything.
Yes.
And it really does. It holds up very, very well. And they've re-released this game a lot. So if you haven't had a chance to play it, it's not just available on the Super Nintendo. You can get this on the Super Nintendo Classic. And I believe they've got on the Game Boy Advance, I believe there's a version. There's a lot of different versions of this game here. But it holds up very, very well. Like you said, it introduced Yoshi, a very major Nintendo character now. Has his own version of games and everything. And I still go back and play this game every now and then because it's my number four. It's such a great game.
Yeah, no, I love this game. I think it holds up. And it's to me, it's better than even all the new Super Mario Brother games that have come out. And, you know, it had kind of a sequel in Yoshi's Island, but that was a very different game. And I always wish that this game would have got a true sequel, but it just kind of stands on its own. There's not been a game like it since, and it's my absolute favorite Mario game.
All we need is a co-op version of it.
Oh, that'd be incredible.
So that was actually my number four, your number five. So what is your number four?
Okay, so my number four is yet another Mario game, but this one is on the Nintendo GameCube, but it's not Mario Sunshine. It's a racing game. It's Mario Kart Double Dash. It's one of my favorite multiplayer games of all time. And, you know, Mario Kart 8 Deluxe is, we've talked about it before, it's an incredible game. Probably, you know, if you didn't grow up or with this game, the Mario Kart Double Dash, it probably would be at most everyone's favorite. But Double Dash holds a special place in my heart. Just, it had so many firsts and so many unique things that haven't been in any other Mario Kart game. Like, every vehicle has two characters in it. And so in doing so, they had to have a lot of new characters in the game, way more than any previous one. So you had people like King Boo and Petey Piranha and Toadette and Baby Mario and Baby Luigi, just all these characters you hadn't seen in a Mario Kart game. And I just loved all the different characters, and they had different cars too. Instead of just go-karts, you actually had different cars you could choose. This has some of the best courses, I think, in all the Mario Kart games, including my personal favorite, Baby Park. And also, I think this game had the best battle mode in a Mario Kart game. It's my absolute favorite. I love the Ba-Bomb Blast was actually my favorite mode, but even Bloom Battle was great on this game. And I don't know, it's my favorite Mario Kart game.
It's a very, very good Mario Kart game. It's probably the one I've spent the most time on. I didn't get to own this game till very late in my collecting Nintendo career, but all my friends had it except for me. But every time I'd go over there, we'd play Mario Kart, so I felt like I had the game because, I mean, I felt like I was just as good as them or could hang with them at least, and we could always just have a blast with this game, a bomb-on blast, I guess you could say.
Exactly.
And, yes, I agree with you. It's probably the best Mario Kart game out there, and a lot of the tracks, a lot of the characters have been ported over to the newer versions of the game. King Boo recently made an appearance in Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, I believe.
That's right.
And I thought that was great because you know me, I love me some Boo and King Boo. So,
yeah, and going along that line, you know, Mario Kart 8 Deluxe introduced where you could have two items at once, and that comes directly from Double Dash. That's the only other Mario Kart game you've been able to do that in.
Oh, for sure.
And you can tell, even though a lot of people won't say Double Dash is the best Mario Kart game, it gets a lot of love from the people that grew up with it, and from Nintendo itself, I think.
I agree with you, yes, definitely.
So that's my number four. What is your number three, Chad?
So, number three, we're getting close here. It's Animal Crossing New Leaf on the 3DS.
Wow, that's also my number three. So great minds think alike.
Here. Number three. I knew it'd be on your list, yeah. But I didn't know where.
Great that it's top three for both of us.
You know, me and you, we both have a lot of love for the Animal Crossing franchise.
Oh, yes.
Since the first one on the GameCube.
Agreed.
We've played it. We've talked about it. I mean, we've played every version of it pretty much, I believe, except for Amiibo Festival and Happy Home Designer on the 3DS and Wii U.
Kind of side games and don't really count.
Not really. They're not core Animal Crossing games. Yes, but this kind of introduced a lot of new things to the Animal Crossing we're used to. You could become the mayor as soon as you walk into town. You're just the stray visitor stopping in a town, and suddenly you're the mayor. Have all this responsibility now. The old Mayor Tortimer, we've known him for years. He retires. So you don't get to see him as much. I really miss him, but he'll make some visits every now and then. A new version of the game came out, I guess, a couple years ago now. It's retitled now, Animal Crossing New Leaf Welcome Amiibo. And it adds a lot of Amiibo functionality in this game. And to me, it utilizes it more than any other game. Splatoon 2 does Amiibo functionality very well, I believe. It gives you a lot of new gear. But in my opinion, Animal Crossing has the most Amiibo compatible.
Yes, I absolutely love how what you can get from the Amiibos. You know, basically the character's van for whatever one you tap, whatever Amiibo you tap will show up at the campground. You can go in there and you can buy items from their franchise.
Right. I did that with the Wolf Link Amiibo, I believe.
Oh, yes.
And I was able to buy Zelda themed items. And it was just such a cool idea. A little wolf is in the van. his name might be Link. I can't remember. it's just so cool. And there's more shops. The online play is fantastic.
Yes.
You know, most Animal Crossing games, you couldn't ever be together in the same town. And this one online, you can be in the same. You're running side by side. You're fishing together. You're diving together. You're catching bugs together. It's great. I absolutely love it.
Yeah, I think this is definitely the best supported 3DS game that Nintendo's released. You know, they really kept this game fresh with new updates. That Welcome Amiibo update was huge. And they had updates before that as well, I believe. And, you know, special items, I think the first year the game came out that you could get once a month by visiting the post office. I love stuff like that. Exclusive items.
Exactly.
And this game came out right before me and my wife had our first little child. And we would just play this game. I got her a 3DS so we could play this game together. And we would just play this game every night for months after it came out, just visiting each other's villages and going to the island together and fishing and hunting for bugs. And we just had the best time with this game. I just put hours and hours into it. And it has a very special place in my heart.
For sure. And you could also buy fortune cookies to get Nintendo-related items.
Oh, I forgot to mention that.
I thought that was a really nice touch on this game.
Yeah, you would use play coins, which you get from walking around with your 3DS, and you get these Nintendo items. And I'm sure you probably have something similar. I have a whole room dedicated to my Nintendo items in this game.
Oh, yes. I believe you can get a Mario Kart, a Metroid, some Pikmin. I mean, there's just all different kinds of things you can get.
I mean, you can get a Virtual Boy in this game.
That's
incredible.
That's right. That's awesome. But personally, this is the best Animal Crossing to date.
I agree. And the fact that it came after what I thought was the most disappointing mainline game, City Folk, it's like they righted a lot of wrongs with this game here.
They really did. The biggest complaint I had with City Folk was that it was on the Wii. I just didn't really like using the Wii remote and nunchuck on games.
I know. I love that they just got back to basics and just improved every aspect of the game with this release, I thought.
So this is the best Animal Crossing till the Switch version comes out.
Yeah, this game is only $20 now. It's a Nintendo Select. If you have any interest in this or have played a previous Animal Crossing and enjoyed it, you owe it to yourself to get this version. It's clearly the best in our opinion.
Definitely. And they even had a Nintendo Direct on this game after it had already been out. It probably had been out a year or two already. And then they added this Welcome Amiibo, and they had an entire Direct dedicated to this game. And actually, they had a person in a KK Slider outfit, and he had his little guitar with him. And it was what do you think about that?
It was very disturbing. I'm trying not to think about it too much.
Would you have rather an Isabel or a Mr. Rossetti, maybe?
I'm not sure. I'd love to have seen a Tom Nook personally.
A Tom Nook, yes.
Yeah, this is an incredible game, and that's our number three, both of us. Okay. So going on to number two.
So my number two, and I don't think this one will be on your list, It's a Paper Mario, the Thousand Year Door on the GameCube. Don't know if you've ever played a Paper Mario game before.
I have not. So sell me on this series and this specific game.
You really need to get one. The N64 one, I've actually been playing through that just whenever I get a chance. I haven't really dedicated a lot of time to it, but I started with the Thousand Year Door here, and so far it's been the best one that I've played up to the Wii U. And it's the second Paper Mario game. It was my first experience with turn-based combat. I'd never played a game like that before. All the Mario games I'd played was, you know, side scrolling, jump on top of them, or Mario Sunshine, just go get it. But this has a little bit of 3D, if you can count paper as being 3D, I guess. But I actually bought this at a garage sale for $5. So it was perfect, because that's about all the money I had at that age. So I mean, it was the perfect game, and what a great deal. It's actually not set in the Mushroom Kingdom. It's set in a town called Rogueport. It may be one of the side
lands, kind of like Aldafino.
Aldafino's
a vacation getaway. This place sounds maybe where you'd want to go on vacation.
It's very shady. It's down by the docks, and all the tough looking Goombas are hanging out, just waiting for someone to drop some money so they can run off with it.
I see.
Peach is kidnapped. I don't believe it's by Bowser this time. I believe it's by some people called the X-Knots, or Bowser kidnaps her and they steal her from him. I can't remember exactly how the story unfolds. But Mario, of course, is playable, but Bowser and Peach are also playable at certain points in the game. So it's really, really cool how they do that. I really think you would like this game.
Man, I'm definitely going to try it out. It sounds like these Paper Mario games almost have... they have some familiar characters like Mario and Peach and stuff. But it also seems like they have their own cast of characters too.
They do. There's a lot
that's
of different.
Cool.
There's a lot of different characters you can befriend, and they'll help you on your journey. Luigi makes quite a few appearances in this game, and he actually writes a book. And you can buy, like, I think there's 5 different books or something like that. And you can buy books, and he's telling you about a story. And it doesn't really match up to what he's telling you. It's really funny, because a lot of characters in the game don't like Luigi. So
it's
really funny. It's pretty comical. But there's tons of different areas you can explore. At one point, you're up in the sky at the Glitz Pits Arena. And you're trying to become the world championship fighter, and it's really cool. You'll start at the bottom at number 16, I believe, and work your way up to number 1, and you get the championship belt, and you get to carry it around with you for the rest of the time.
Interesting.
It's really cool. And then at some point you're solving a mystery, kind of like Professor Layton on a train, the XS Express. And I really, really think you would like this game.
I've got to try it out. Yeah, so this is the one on the GameCube, correct?
The GameCube, yes. Okay. So that's my number 2.
I'm gonna have to add that to my pile of games that I have not ever played. I'll have to add that, and Pikmin 3. That's the 2 I really want to play that you've mentioned so far.
Very nice.
Okay, so that's your number 2. Now we're down to my number 2 and our number 1s. My number 2 is a game. It's a recent game, and it's one I struggled very much whether to put it 2 or 1. I don't know if I even made the right decision, but right now I'm feeling like it's my number 2, and that's The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild on the Nintendo Switch and also on the Wii U.
I'm very curious to know what your number 1 is right now, because that is my number 1.
That's your number 1. Okay. Yes. I was wondering if it might be when you said Paper Mario number 2. I'm like, boy, if he's got this on his list at all, it's going to be number 1. Well, man, since it's your number 1, you go ahead and start off. Why is Breath of the Wild your number 1 game?
First of all, game of the year, 2017.
100% agree.
I don't know if any more needs to be said, but we'll say it. This little bit of Zelda games that I have played, I've never really liked them. I know we've talked about that before.
Right. But you're not a Zelda guy.
I'm not. I'm really not. I'm a Breath of the Wild guy, though. That's my Zelda now. I love all the cutscenes. I didn't dislike one cutscene, even on the expansion. Everything I thought was just gorgeous, and I just love the voice acting in it. Just the gameplay is fantastic.
Yeah.
I'm just, you know, I love the open world of Hyrule, and you can go to the cold mountains, the hot desert, the beach, just anywhere you want to go, it's there. And I've just never really experienced that in a Zelda game. And I think that was a first for a lot of people.
Oh, definitely. For people that hadn't played games like Skyrim and stuff like that, these massive, huge open world games where you could just do anything in any order at any time. I'd never really experienced that kind of thing. I'm not a PC gamer, and I mostly just play Nintendo games. So this, I just couldn't believe it, because 3D Zelda games up until this have been very linear. You got to go here first, and then you can go to this place, and then you can go to that place. But this game is completely open. I mean, you can go anywhere at any time, and it just blew me away with the sense of exploration. And all, like you say, you can go to the beach or a volcano or to the snow or to a grassy field. And I just absolutely love how they did this game. It's just unlike any other Zelda game I've ever played.
They put so much detail in it. I mean, if you go to the mountains and you have on too thin of clothing, you'll start to freeze. Your health will start to go down. So you've got to dress for the occasion. Or if you're in the volcano area, you have to have specific armor that's going to protect you from that heat. Mm-hmm. And if you have food, you can just throw it on the ground in the volcano area and it'll start to cook because it's so hot. Just these right. little details. It's so neat. And I really like you don't have to cut the grass to find rupees anymore. I do yes, like that part
about
it. I like
that
it.
As well.
Sell your items that you don't need.
Yeah, for sure. But this game is just incredible. I definitely the number one game on the Switch. I mean, I don't think there is even an argument for that. I'm still not done with this game. I mean, I beat it a long, long time ago, months ago, but there's still shrines to find. There's still lots of places I haven't explored. I think I'll be playing this game for years to come, and I think that's why it's so high on our list.
Even after we get all the shrines, I'm sure we haven't completed all the side quests and helped out the townspeople that need you to go find their belongings or whatever. There's just so much content in this game. And have you completed the DLC for the game as well?
I haven't yet, so I still have that to do as well.
That's great. You'll really enjoy that. So I have completed it, and it is really good. I can't wait till you get around to that. I think you'll really enjoy it.
Oh yeah, definitely. We're definitely not done with this game. I really hope Nintendo continues with this path for Zelda, because I've played maybe a few more Zelda games than you have, but I've never been a Zelda guy either. That's just not been my franchise. But I'm telling you what, if the games keep following in the footsteps of Breath of the Wild, I'll become one. That'll be my franchise, because that's just an incredible game.
For sure. Yeah, it was good enough to be my number one and your number two. So what is your number one pick?
So my number one pick is a handheld game, and it is the game that probably meant the most to me as a child, and that's why I decided to put it over the game that's meant the most to me as an adult, which I would say would be Breath of the Wild. And it was just kind of a judgment call. I went back and forth. I kept flipping these around. But my number one game is Pokemon Yellow.
Pokemon Yellow.
Game Boy Color. I was the perfect age for the Pokemon when the Pokemon phenomenon hit the United States. I was about 11 or 12 years old. And I already had a Game Boy, of course, that exact same Game Boy that I'd gotten with Link's Awakening so long ago. I still had that old original Game Boy. But I had luckily, quickly, once Pokemon came out, I did upgrade to a Game Boy Color. But this game just blew my mind. It was my first turn-based game, kind of like Paper Mario was yours. And I'd never played a game like that. I'd never played a game with this many things to collect before, you know, 151 Pokemon. And I was just swept up in the craze. I had the toys, I watched the show, and I played the game nonstop. It was the biggest thing to hit my school by far. And all my years of public school was the biggest thing to hit my school. I mean, it was like Fortnite is today. I mean, everybody's playing and talking about Pokemon. And this game just meant so much to me. I just poured hundreds of hours into this game. And it's why I'm still a Pokemon fan today. And it's why I'm so excited about Pokemon Let's Go, because it is a remake of this game. My favorite game, my number one game, Pokemon Yellow.
That's great. You know, like I said before, Pokemon just kind of came at the wrong time in my childhood. But I've, not too long ago, quite recently, I've gotten into the Pokemon series, and I played through Pokemon X, really liked it, played through Pokemon Moon, really liked it. I'd really like to go back and try out these older Pokemon games. They're pretty hard up from what I hear.
Definitely.
I do own a few of them, and I believe I've got Blue. I'd really like to play through Pokemon Blue.
Yes.
And see how that goes.
So Pokemon Yellow came like a year or two after Blue and Red, and basically it added a few new things with Pikachu. He can actually say his name in this game, even on the Game Boy. It sounds pretty rough, but I couldn't believe it that Pikachu talked talked in this game. Very few games on the Game Boy have any voice in them. But it also, it had Team Rocket from the anime in it instead of just the generic Team Rocket from Blue and Red. And it was just kind of a best of game. And it had a little better color if you were playing on a Game Boy Color than Blue or Red did. And so that's why I chose it. Although, you know, you can basically throw in that whole generation. Blue, Red, and Yellow is my favorite game. And I'm just, again, I just absolutely love this game. If you don't have to have the physical cartridge, you can download this from the 3DS eShop. It's available, and I think it's less than $10, $10 or $15 at most. And I think it still holds up, but, you know, it is fairly primitive, and, you know, Pokemon Let's Go is just around the corner, and it's going to kind of be a remake of it. So I'm very much looking forward to that. And I really, really enjoyed going through these top 10 games with you. We had way less overlap than I thought we would. And we came within a hair's breadth of having the same number one, because I still, this is just such a neck and neck race for me on Pokemon Yellow and Breath of the Wild. Again, I decided to choose the one from my childhood because I think I'll remember it more fondly than the games from recently.
Right. I'm really glad that a game from your childhood has held up for you that long. That's awesome. It's kind of like Paper Mario is to me. It just,
yeah,
great memories from it, and that's so cool. I'm really, yeah, really glad a Pokemon game made the cut.
Yeah, is it the best Pokemon? No, I mean, they've made so many improvements over the last 20 years to these games, but it's the one I look on most fondly. You know, it's there's just something about it, something about the original 151, and just how big Pokemon was at that time. And I'll never forget it. And I hope that Pokemon gets that big again someday. I kind of doubt it, but Pokemon is more than a fad. It, you know, the popularity rises and lowers, but it's always been there. You know, it's never went away like all these other fads. So there is something about Pokemon that's special, I think.
There really is, yeah. And they keep making so many improvements and making new generations for the new generations of children and everything. Mm-hmm. So there's always new Pokemon around.
Yeah, so man, that's our top 10 favorite Nintendo games. Of course, not what we think maybe would be the best or what everybody would agree on, but that's our list, and I think that's what makes it so special.
Right, these are my favorite games on the Nintendo systems. I'm sorry if your game didn't make the cut, but I just may not have gotten around to that one yet.
Yeah, so before we leave, I would like to mention a few honorable mentions that we probably both have had. Some games that, man, you know, ask this again in a month and maybe one of these games would creep into the top 10. But these games just missed the cut for me, and I think you have some as well.
I do, yes.
Okay. Why don't you go ahead now? I've got four here. How many do you have?
Okay, I've got four as well.
Okay.
That's perfect.
How about
okay.
you just start, and then we'll do them every other, you know,
okay.
just like we've been doing.
Sounds good. So my honorable mention was actually on your list.
Okay.
It was Super Mario 64.
Very
it just
nice.
It would have been probably my number 11, or it would be between my, you know, 11 and 14. So
yeah,
that was very good.
Okay, well, my first honorable mention is one from your list, and that's Super Smash Brothers for the Wii U.
Oh, really? Very nice.
Yeah, this one was just almost my number 10. I almost had to put Turtles in the honorable mention, but that's the way I ended up going. But yeah, I would say that'd been my number 11.
Oh, very cool. Very cool. We're thinking on the same path then, looks
yep.
like there. Okay, my next honorable mention is actually a Mario Kart game, but it's not Mario Kart Double Dash.
Okay.
Mario Kart on the DS. Mario Kart DS.
Very nice. That's a great game.
I absolutely love the game. I played a lot of multiplayer in this, and to me, this is the next best battle mode game.
It's a good one.
It has I don't believe it has Bomb Bomb. It has Balloon Battle. And I mean, I've played countless hours on this thing.
Yeah.
It's just, to me, it's one of the best Mario Karts, especially on the handheld devices.
I agree. My next runner-up is actually WarioWare Mega Micro Games on the Game Boy Advance. And it's, again, it may not be... you know, I think this new WarioWare Gold is probably has the most games and is the most modern, but this is kind of the one that started it all. I remember buying this game, just having no idea what it would be like. Basically just bought it kind of because of the box art. I thought it looked neat. And I just could not believe what a weird but actually fun game it was. And so it's always stuck with me, this game, the original WarioWare, and it's my second honorable mention.
Well, I like to hear that, especially since I'm a newly transformed WarioWare fan here.
Exactly.
So that's awesome. My next honorable mention is Splatoon 2, which was also on your list.
Very nice.
It barely missed the cut.
My third honorable mention was on your list, and that's Super Mario Sunshine.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. Yep. Good deal. Okay, my final honorable mention, and this is, I guess you'd call it a third-party game. It's Goof Troop on the Super Nintendo.
Very nice. I wondered if this would not show up on your list. I really did. I thought it probably would at some point.
You know I'm a Goof Troop fan.
Oh, yeah.
There was a cartoon series, and I actually didn't know that for years until after I played the game. But a friend of mine, my cousin, we played this game a lot. And one day we actually beat it. We never could get to the final level. Mm-hmm. And one day we finally beat it.
It's a great co-op game on the Super Nintendo.
It's the only way to play it.
There's not just a ton of them on the Super Nintendo, and I love that game. It's a great game. It's a real shame because of licensing and stuff that's never been re-released as far as I know.
I don't
think
it has.
The only way to play it is on the Super Nintendo.
It is a shame.
And then my last honorable mention is another Mario Kart game, but it's not either of the two we've mentioned. That's Mario Kart 64.
Oh, that's a great game.
You know, this was just one where, you know, I never knew that there would be another Mario Kart after Super Mario Kart. I never even really thought that there would be another one. And when this was announced, I was super excited. I got it for my birthday one year, and I just loved all the additions they made. You know, all the tracks on the Super Nintendo were so flat, and these had hills and bumps, and I loved the battle mode. And there's one thing in this battle mode that I wish the newer games would take. And if you were playing, say, a four-player balloon battle, the first two players that went out, they became little bombs that you could drive around. And basically, your goal was to hit one of the players that still had balloons. And it would take out one of their balloons, and then you would be gone for good. But you could sabotage the players that were still in, even if you were the first one out. And I absolutely loved that feature. It's never returned as far as I know.
I didn't even know that was available.
But yeah, we would play four-player split-screen battles just for hours with my friends when this game was new. And that was our favorite thing, was sometimes you would die on purpose just to be a bomb to ruin someone else's day. I just absolutely loved this game. And so those are my honorable mentions.
That's great. Me and my sister played a lot of Mario Kart 64 when we got our Nintendo 64, and I've got a lot of fond memories of that game as well.
Definitely doesn't hold up as well as the other Mario Karts, but it's still one of my favorites.
Yeah, I would still play it today.
Well, that's going to do it for our top 10 favorite Nintendo games, plus a few honorable mentions, and this has just been an absolute blast to chat with you about, and maybe we can do it again in a few years, see if anything's changed.
I would love that. Yeah, with all these new games, you never know what's going to happen. Maybe we'll get a few of the older games under our belt as well.
Exactly. Well, that's going to do it for this episode, and we'll see you again in the next one. Before we leave you, we want to go over a few things real quickly. Please visit our show page. It's at anchor.fm/Karibo Shoe Podcast. You can find links there to everywhere our show is available, and it's available on a lot of different platforms. That includes Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Pocket Cast, Overcast, and through the Anchor app on both iOS and Android. So wherever is best or easiest for you to find to listen, just find us there. Also, if you enjoy the show, please rate us on Apple Podcasts and on Google Podcasts. You can also follow the show at Karibo Shoe Pod on Twitter and at Karibo Shoe Podcast on Instagram. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the next episode.